السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Brothers are requested to just move a bit forward, as there are a lot of brothers at the back, and there are other brothers who are still awaiting to come in. So if you squeeze in a bit, inshallah, make some space. It's a sign of our faith. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفاه أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام را كتاب أنزلناه إليك لتخرج الناس من الظلمات إلى النور صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي رب زدني علما وارزقني فهما ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My honorable, respectable علماء إكرام, elders, brothers and sisters, and my young ones in Islam. Firstly, I would like to take this opportunity in praising the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created the heavens and the earth and everything that lies in between. All praise is for the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given you and I this opportunity to be blessed with the presence of our pious ulama amongst us. All praise is for the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given you and I a divine opportunity to participate such a blessed congregation that is the completion of the glorious Quran that inshallah we will witness very soon. And indeed it is the barakah of the glorious Quran that has united us all here. If we were to analyze this word, the Quran, if you were to look at this word, qaf, ra, noon, which is the root word of this Quran, it means to unite, to join, to join with one another. So similarly, those who believe in this glorious Quran as the divine book that has been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a means of joining the hearts throughout the entire globe. And this is the barakah of the glorious Quran. We find that there are many numerous names of this glorious Quran, such as a surah, a chapter has been named of one of the names of Quran, that is Furqan. And if you were to analyze the root words of that, it's fara, qaf, and which means faraq. This Quran tends to differentiate between those who believe in the glorious Quran and those who reject the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this glorious Quran, the ayah that I earlier had recited, kitabun anzalna, a book that has been blessed from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a blessed book, a glorious book, a very sacred book. And why would this book not be considered to be glorified, precious, sacred, when the revealer is none other than the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions very clearly that kitabun anzalna, that this book has not been written by any human being, this book has not been written by any professor or by any lecturer or the best of writers. This book has come from the heavens above. That's why since the invention of pen and paper, we tend to find millions of books has been published and has been written. But when it comes to comparison with the glorious Quran, is of no match. Since this Quran has come from the heavens above, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed this Quran. And it is our faith that we believe in this glorious Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so I would like to first of all, I would firstly like to take this opportunity in welcoming all of you to this blessed gathering on the completion of the glorious Quran that we are about to witness. And inshallah, the du'as are accepted on this occasion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inna Allah alimu bidhati sudur. He is aware of the fact of what type of problems we have come with, what type of sicknesses that we have come with, what type of inner want that we want from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we tend to find in the hadith that it is mentioned on the completion of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tends to indeed accept our dua. So alhamdulillah, this is an interesting program, that and it is one of the first programs that is ever happening in this heart of Toronto, in the heart of downtown. And we can say that this is one of the first full-time hijs initiated. And alhamdulillah, this is through the barakah and the mercy of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we were to see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very unique. He is very omnipotent. He is the most majestic, the most supreme. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unmatched, unparalleled, unequal in His Zat and also in His Sifat. And everything that derives from the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also considered to be unequal, unmatched, unparalleled. And that is the kalam of the Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is none other than the glorious Quran. This Quran, till the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has flung this book open and clearly given a challenge to all of mankind, to the jinns and to the ins, to produce a Quran of such type. And till today, approximately 1400 years, no one has been able to do so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said further that if not the entire Quran, then produce at least 10 surahs. If not, then at least produce one surah that is matched to this glorious Quran, if you have doubt in this Quran. Until today, the Quran remains as an open challenge till the day of resurrection. This is the miracle and the sacredness of this glorious Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tends to have its book open and has given a challenge to all of humanity to bring such a Quran like this. This Quran is full of nur, it's full of barakah, it's full of mercy, it's full of guidance, it's full of shifa, internal and external. Unfortunately, we tend to find and our solutions all other than the glorious Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, within the Quran you will find your solutions for everything, your problems solved for everything. That's why we should make a routine of reciting the Quran daily. Make a routine, make a habit. Make a habit and create the environment of our home to have our children, our family, to recite the Quran daily, portion by portion. That's why according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, the Quran should be completed at least twice in a year. And this is the rights of the Holy Quran. The Quran is full of wisdom. The Quran is an ocean of knowledge. And that's why it is mentioned by Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullahi alayhi. He takes the saying of Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, and he mentions of the depthness of the Quran. He takes his maqala, his statement, and he says that Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi says that approximately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed 104 scriptures. Approximately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed 104 scriptures. And if we were to take those 100 scriptures aside, and if we were to summarize those scriptures, we will find all the contents of that summarized within the four holy books. The Zabur, the Torah, the Injil, and the Quran. And if we were to take those three books, the Zabur, the Torah, and the Injil, and if we were to summarize that, we will find the knowledge of all that in the text of the Holy Quran. The Quran is an ocean of knowledge. This is why Shah Waliullah Muhaddid Dalwi Rahmatullah Ali, when he used to meditate, when he used to do muraqabah, when he used to contemplate on the verses of the Holy Quran, it became very clear to him that it is mentioned in his book, that it became very clear to him that every ayah of the Holy Quran, the ayah is written there, but the knowledge that is extracted from this ayah, that if a person was to be given the life of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, 950 plus years, his life will come to an end, but the knowledge that is extracted from these ayah is unlimited. There's no bound. One ayah of the Holy Quran, every ayah holds an ocean of knowledge. It's beyond our understanding, beyond our comprehension, that once a person dives into this ocean, and he will find that there is la mutanahi treasures, never-ending treasures, that he will fascinate and learn and educate, and will be able to implement his life in accordance to the teachings of the Holy Quran. This is the miracle of this book, and it's very unfortunate that we have misunderstood this. We have taken this very lightly, this holy book. That's why it is mentioned that Allama Sahabi Rahmatullah Ali, he says that the Quran was revealed in two forms, that it was revealed all at once, and then it was revealed portion by portion. And then, just briefly explaining to you, that Allama Sahabi Rahmatullah Ali, he explains of the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the entire Quran at once, and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran portion by portion. And there are many wujuhas, there are many reasons for that. I will just explain one reason to you, of lack of time. That Allama Sahabi Rahmatullah Ali, he says that the Quran was revealed from Lawhul Mahfuz, the preserved tablet, to the first sky all at once. And then from the first sky to this earth, portion by portion, portion by portion. And there are many reasons for that as well. One of the reasons he explains why the Quran was revealed all at once, he gives a very beautiful scenario, an example of a father and a son. And he says that a father who is a multimillionaire with lots of money, and he tends to give his child, his young one, a lump sum of money on numerous occasions, wholeheartedly. And on every occasion that he tends to grab a hold of, he gives a lump sum of money. And this does not affect the treasures of his father, the amount of money that he owns. And on every occasion, whether it's he got his diploma, whether it's marriage, whether in later in life he has a child, his house, whatnot. And this father carries on giving. Until a day comes when the love of this father exceeds beyond, and the love of this father bursts into flame for this one very child that he has. And then he says to this child that, oh my child, though I have been giving you lump sum, but all this that I have, it's all yours. Here, take it. It's all yours. To express his love to those who are associated, affiliated with them, to show them how much he loves his child. That this, what I have, it's all yours anyway. You take every penny that I have, it's all yours. So similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, expressing his love for this ummah, for this nation, in front of the malaika, the creation of the heavens, and express and showing to them that how much dear the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this nation, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instantly with so much love and conviction reveals the entire Quran and says, this is for my entire ummah till the day of judgment. This is for them, this is what I have kept for them. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tends to reveal the Quran portion by portion. And one of the reasons that Allama Sahabi rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that one of the reasons that Allah had revealed this Quran portion by portion was that it would be able to be digested, it would be able to be memorized. That if the entire Quran was revealed, it would have been difficult to memorize the entire Quran all at once. So over a span of 23 years as the Quran was being revealed, when the entire Quran was revealed, it was surprising to be found that a huge, large of group of Sahabas and Sahabiyas had memorized the entire Quran. And that's why we find a Sahabiyah by the name of Umm Haritha bint Nu'man. It was mentioned about her that she had memorized the entire Surah Qaf. The entire, which is a very hard surah to memorize. She had memorized the entire, and her associates were very astonished. How did you memorize the surah? So she then says that I used to attend the khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I used to listen to this khutbah so attentively that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his practice was reading Surah Qaf in Salatul Jum'ah, that over time I began to memorize this surah just by listening. And this is a huge lesson for you and I to take, that we are behind our imam with the best of recitation, the best of qiraat, and according to the sunnah that is recited, that is to be recited in the salawat. And we hear these surahs so often, but it's unfortunately so many years has passed, we are unable to even recite this very few verses of the Holy Quran accurately. So this is the miracle of the Holy Quran. So not taking too long, alhamdulillah, we have been blessed with this opportunity that one of our students here in the full-time Hibs will be inshallah completing his Quran today. And again, prior to that, there'll be numerous our khatib who will inshallah give an introduction of Masjid al-Rahma and the activities that are taking place. So we want you to inshallah bear patient and listen carefully. Inshallah, this will be very meaningful, and inshallah, if we sit with a good intention, this will inshallah, who knows, may change our lives till death. Jazakumullah wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. I call upon Sheikh Yunus.
Jazakallah khair, Mawlana Salim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa alihi wa sahbihi wa wala. Alhamdulillah, in front of you was our Sheikh Salim. Jazakallah khair, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him, inshallah, immensely, mashallah. He is, mashallah. It's not good to praise people, but alhamdulillah, we have to give credit to shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And part of giving shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to make shukr to the people who's done good to you, who have done good, alhamdulillah, to the deen. And alhamdulillah, my brothers, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose us and select us and give us the opportunity, the chance to make khidmat of deen, we are like the lucky ones. We have to be. And this is, my brothers, does not depend on intellect or intelligence or good luck. It is the selection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwa ijtabakum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who selects and makes ijtiba. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He loves someone, He gives them the tawfiq to understand the deen, to follow the deen, and even more, my brothers, to teach the deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allamah. The best amongst you is the one who, alhamdulillah, learns the Qur'an and even teaches the Qur'an, alhamdulillah. Sheikh Salim, jazallah khair. Alhamdulillah, as we started the hifz, the class, alhamdulillah, the first of its kind, like Mawlana said, in downtown Toronto, alhamdulillah. Many of our downtown students used to go all the way to Scarborough, different places. Used to go to Sheikh Zakaria, who's with us, alhamdulillah, here. Not very far, but still, alhamdulillah, everybody likes convenience, especially brothers here in downtown. Yani, they're running every day, hard, and it's tough life, the schedule, work. So it's very easy, alhamdulillah, convenient. So alhamdulillah, to have a masjid in the locality. And for this reason, alhamdulillah, I'm making mashwara with the brothers, alhamdulillah, of the masjid, and Mawlana Salim. We decided to start hafd class, alhamdulillah, a few months ago. And since then, mashallah, there's a lot of demand for students to join, mashallah. And alhamdulillah, the class is going in very, mashallah, organized way, alhamdulillah, lots of benefits. Students, about 12 students enrolled full-time. That means they, instead of going to the school, they come here from 8 till about 2 o'clock, alhamdulillah. And hafd strictly, but also, mashallah, they are being taught, mashallah, fiqh, a little bit of fiqh, alhamdulillah, and some adab, etiquettes, and so on, alhamdulillah. And the same way, my brothers, it is possible, and it's very encouraging to see brothers doing hafd. They don't lose on anything. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers, when we give time for the deen, when we devote time for the deen, Allah puts barakah in our time, makes things easy, makes many things easy for us that will be difficult otherwise. So alhamdulillah, an example of that is our student, mashallah, who has completed, Brother Ahmed, mashallah, completed hifd. He has done his high school, alhamdulillah. He has, alhamdulillah, done his hifd. He is, alhamdulillah, today will complete his hifd. He will be a hafid of Quran. Such an honor, my brothers. And alhamdulillah, he's only 20 years old, and he is going back to university. So there is nothing, alhamdulillah, there is no loss, there is only barakah. And alhamdulillah, it's an encouragement for us to give preference to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers. And everything is possible. Like they say, when there is a will, Allah will make a way for us. So inshallah, encourage you, my brothers, to support, alhamdulillah, this program in the masjid, hafd class, by attending, alhamdulillah, bringing your children, by also financially helping my brothers, everything, alhamdulillah. There is no, it's not a business. It is, alhamdulillah, just, alhamdulillah, something that is, try to make it, alhamdulillah, going, inshallah. So we need your help, your support. So this is the history of the hafd class, alhamdulillah. This is Brother Ahmed, the first graduate of this madrasa, jazallah khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in his life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help him and assist him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Mawlana Salim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him plenty in this life and the hereafter, inshallah. There is also my brother's evening madrasa. Mawlana Salim, alhamdulillah, also agreed to come and teach in the evening madrasa from Monday to Thursday, from 5:30 to 7:30 every day, mashallah, making sacrifice, come from all the way from Scarborough to teach our children. He's mashallah very qualified, mashallah, lots of experience, alhamdulillah. So the madrasa also, the evening madrasa started very small, but now alhamdulillah there is demand for even to open more classes, mashallah. Brother Abdul Latif also is teaching. We have also a lot of students, alhamdulillah. Mawlana also brought his family, so there is a strictly girls madrasa in the evening as well, alhamdulillah. Such a ni'mah, such a blessing, mashallah. And alhamdulillah, we're still looking to expand, inshallah. So keep us in your dua, jazakumullah khair. Bring your students, inshallah. Support, alhamdulillah, the masjid, my brothers. It's a new masjid, and a third floor has been opened, alhamdulillah, just recently, but there is nothing in it. So we need, inshallah, to help. This is your masjid, my brothers, our masjid. Doesn't belong to one community or one country. It's not for Bangladeshis or Indians or Somalis. It's for all Muslims, alhamdulillah. All Muslims, alhamdulillah, of the downtown area. This is the first of its kind. So let's, mashallah, my brothers, leave, alhamdulillah, mashallah, some khair behind us, my brothers. Even if we move from here, people will benefit, inshallah. The other thing, alhamdulillah, there is weekend madrasa. Jazallah khair. Mawlana is sitting here, who comes, alhamdulillah, also, and he helps, alhamdulillah, with the weekend madrasa with Brother Abdul Latif for Saturday and Sunday for those students who are not able to attend during the week. So, Mawlana Ismail and Hafid Khalil this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, jazakumullah khair. They are, alhamdulillah, mashallah, alhamdulillah, teaching in weekends. Also, alhamdulillah, since we are adding something which is very, very, very useful, alhamdulillah, for the full-time hifz students, is where, alhamdulillah, starting next week, inshallah, of 13th of April, there will be a math and English teacher, alhamdulillah, who will be coming to our masjid to teach, alhamdulillah, students who are willing, those who are coming full-time, they're not attending the public school, they're probably being homeschooled, but alhamdulillah, we're bringing a teacher here, alhamdulillah. Mashallah, she's a very qualified teacher. She actually teaches in the Toronto school district. So she's a full-time student in the public system, and she will be coming, alhamdulillah, Saturday and Sunday to teach our children, inshallah, for those of us or willing to enroll their students, inshallah. Time is very, space is very limited because she can only handle so many students. So, inshallah, preference will be given to the students who are already here. But alhamdulillah, any outside students also are welcome. So that will be happening from next week, inshallah. And my brothers, alhamdulillah, of course, we like your support, inshallah. And don't, when it comes to the deen, we should not be, inshallah, yani, we should not hold back. We should, alhamdulillah, be ready to spend, be ready, alhamdulillah, to invest. This is the investment, my brothers, that will last and that will help us, alhamdulillah. The money that we put in the masjid, we put invest in our children's education, especially the education of deen, it is something, alhamdulillah, my brothers, that we never regret. It is, alhamdulillah, a way of, alhamdulillah, opening the door of barakah and rahmah in our family. To have, alhamdulillah, a child, mashallah, who memorizes Quran in the household is such a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This house, my brothers, will appears to the inhabitants of the heavens, to the malaika, just like the stars appear to us in the dark night. When we look in the dark night and we see stars in the sky, any house that has Quran recited in it, or alhamdulillah, a person who's Hafid of Quran lives in that house, my brothers, shine to the angels and to the inhabitants of the heavens, just like a star shines to us in the dark night. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my brothers, says that the Quran, the house in which the Quran is recited, that house shaitan will never enter it. Many problems in our houses is because there is many things other than recitation of Quran. Hadith of Rasulullah allows the shaitan to come to the house, so the husband fighting with the wife, the wife is stubborn, the kids are stubborn, and all of this could be solved, inshallah, by, mashallah, my brothers, the Quran, mashallah, teaching ourselves, teaching our children the Quran. And alhamdulillah, this is a chance, my brothers, we don't have an excuse to, inshallah, do this, because masjid is here, alhamdulillah, very close to us, and alhamdulillah, qualified teachers are available, inshallah. So inshallah, my brothers, do that, alhamdulillah, and pray for the masjid. Jazakumullah khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all the brothers who helped for this, inshallah. There's lots of brothers who are working behind the scene. I stand here and I talk, but alhamdulillah, it's very minimal, my brothers. There's a lot of effort going on. Masjid needs time, needs, alhamdulillah, effort. Make dua, inshallah, for the brothers who are doing effort for the masjid, and the teachers and all the brothers who are making this happen, inshallah. So inshallah, my brothers, I'll give, inshallah, the program. Be patient, inshallah, it will take some time. There will be some nasheed, recitation of the Quran, and alhamdulillah, there will be speech by Sheikh Yusuf, and also inshallah, we'll hear it from Mona Zakaria maybe, and alhamdulillah, then there will be inshallah dua. So it will take a little bit of time. Be patient, mashallah, this is the place to be. And this day, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair. So, brother, Ihsan al-Haq, Naeem. Bismillah, come, inshallah.
Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. My name is Asma al-Haq, and inshallah, I will be your MC this afternoon. All praises and thanks are due to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Messenger of Allah and his family and companions, and all who follow them in righteousness until the Day of Judgment. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salam and salutation to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I thank from the bottom of my heart to the management of Masjid al-Rahmah for giving me this opportunity of being your MC this afternoon. We would like to give a special thanks to our Hifz and Evening Madrasa teacher, Mulana Salim Patel Shab Dahmat Barakatuhu. Through the mercy of Allah and his restless efforts, today we have approached the first Hifz al-Quran graduation ceremony. We would also like to give a thanks to our weekend teachers, Mulana Ismail and Hafiz Khalil, for their best efforts. Without further ado, I would firstly like to call upon Sadiq Sultan Ahmed, a student from our full-time Hifz class who has completed 12 juz since we have begun our classes in September of last year. He will, inshallah, recite to us a few verses from the glorious Quran from Surah Al-Imran. Please listen attentively. Quran recitation by Sadiq Sultan Ahmed.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين وما كان لنفس أن تموت إلا بإذن الله كتابا مؤجلا ومن يرد ثواب الدنيا نؤته منها ومن يرد ثواب الآخرة نؤته منها وسنجزي الشاكرين وكأين من نبي قاتل معه ربيون كثير فما وهنوا لما أصابهم في سبيل الله وما ضعفوا وما استكانوا والله يحب الصابرين وما كان قولهم إلا أن قالوا ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين فآتاهم الله ثواب الدنيا وحسن ثواب الآخرة والله يحب المحسنين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد صدق الله العظيم.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
MashaAllah, that was a very inspirational and wonderful recitation by Sadiq. Now, I would like to call upon Ausaf Chaudhry, Anwar Mukib, and Juman Rahman, who are students of our evening madrasa and our full-time hifz class, will perform a nasheed to us, which is also in Arabic.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Kitabullah. هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجئنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن هو الهادي لأوانينا وأواخرنا يدعو للعلم وللعمل لا شيء سواه يحذبنا هذا القرآن هو الهادي لأوانينا وأواخرنا
ادعو للعلم وللعمل لا شيء سواه يحذبنا
كتاب الله
لا شيء سواه
يحذبنا
فلعمل به
كتاب الله
لا شيء سواه
يحذبنا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا رسول الله معلمنا
هو معجزة الله الكبرى عن سر الكون يحدثنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا
هو معجزة الله الكبرى وعن سر الكون يحدثنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا
فلنعمل نحن بمنهجه هيا يعرضها الأمة بنا فلنعمل نحن بمنهجه هيا يعرضها الأمة بنا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا رسول الله معلمنا
MashaAllah, an amazing nasheed performed by our students. Kitabullah, the words of Allah, an incomparable and unmatched book that invites all of mankind to an open challenge till the day of judgment to produce a kitab such like. Let us enjoy something different, like a poem. Next, I would like to call upon a student from our full-time his class, Shah Radwan al-Haq, to enlighten us with a beautiful poem of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Poem by Shah Radwan al-Haq, English, Muhammad.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم This is a poem translated from the Urdu original of a blind Hindu named Thakur Das. After making all attempts to cure his blindness, he sent this poetry to be read at the Basralqa in Masjid al-Nabawi to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after which his eyesight was restored. The light of the moon is dim before his gleaming face, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even musk has no smell when compared to the fragrance of the hair of the blessed, beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even beautiful flowers are sweating out of shame to show their faces before the blessed face of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My heart is dirty because of many sins. How could I take my heart and go before the King Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Whatever has been decreed can never be changed. What can our planning do when something has already been destined? One blessed look from you will bring my eyesight back to me. Convey this message, O wind, to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I would require glasses made neither of marble nor pearl. Rather, they should be made out of nur, that I would put on before I go into the presence of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the place from where no one has ever come back empty-handed. I am spreading my hands and seeking his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's help. O Ridwan, the paradise that you are so proud of, what value does it have in the presence of the Rawdah Mubarak? I want his sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hand of intercession to be on a sinner like me the day that I stand before the Lord of the Day of Judgment.
Subhanallah, such a beautiful poem, and indeed an amazing name, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that without blowing two kisses, a person is unable to say the blessed name Muhammad. A house in whose name resides a dweller by the name of Muhammad, definitely that house will be blessed with the barakah of this blessed name. Now, I would like to call upon Nabi Muddin, a student from our weekend class, to enlighten us with a nasheed in English. Nasheed performance English, by Illallah, by Nabi Muddin.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Illallah, illallah. Inna Allah sallallahu ala sayyidina sallallahu ala rasulillah sallallahu ala sayyidina sallallahu ala imamul anbiya la ilaha la ilaha la ilaha illallah most merciful are you king of all the kings have ownership to all of each and everything indeed I am your slave created from the dust a traveler in this world I shouldn't feel selfless La ilaha la ilaha la ilaha illallah You bless me with Islam To me this is a gift I store deep in my heart What may leave me by drift This world is not my home About this I must learn It's from you that I came And to you I shall return La ilaha la ilaha la ilaha illallah At times when I'm in pain At times when I can't cope When calling out your name My heart is filled with hope When life for me is dark You sprinkle me with light As long as I shall live Always I will recite La ilaha la ilaha la ilaha illallah Sallallahu ala sayyidina Sallallahu ala rasulillah Sallallahu ala sayyidina Sallallahu ala imamul anbiya Illallah, illallah, illallah Illallah, 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 illallah.
Subhanallah. May Allah Ta'ala engrave the essence and reality of this kalima into our hearts. And may He moisten our tongue with this kalima at the time of death. I would like to call upon Safwan Chaudhry to recite for us some verses of the glorious Quran. The Almighty Allah Ta'ala said in his book that when the Quran is being recited, listen attentively so that the Almighty Allah may shower his mercy upon you. Quran citation by Safwan Chaudhry.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك مبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية صدق الله العظيم.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Takbir.
Allahu
Akbar. MashaAllah, such a beautiful recitation. The earth will come to an end one day. We are the Musafir, whose journey is very short in this world. Every day, leading from our lives, we are heading towards the grave. From there to the final destination called Yawm al-Qiyamah. With this concern in mind, we have Hafiz Mahdi Ahmed, who will perform a nasheed in Urdu. Hafiz Mahdi Ahmed has recently completed Hifz at the age of 11. With the mercy of Allah and the guidance of our beloved teacher, Mawlana Zakariya Hafizullah. Hafiz Mahdi also assists in teaching our weekend madrasa. I would like to call upon Hafiz Mahdi Ahmed to perform us for a nazim in Urdu. Nasheed performance Urdu, Dunya Ke Hai Musafir.
Assalamu alaikum wa
duniya ki hai musafir manzil teri qabar hai manzil teri qabar hai tay kar raha hai jo tu do din ka ye safar hai do din ka ye safar hai duniya ki hai musafir manzil teri qabar hai manzil teri qabar hai tay kar raha hai jo tu do din ka ye safar hai do din ka ye safar hai jab se bani hai duniya lakhon karon aayi baki raha na koi mati mein sab samaayi mati mein sab samaayi mat bhulana yahan par sab ka yahi hashar hai sab ka yahi hashar hai duniya ki hai musafir manzil teri qabar hai manzil teri qabar hai tay kar raha hai jo tu do din ka ye safar hai do din ka ye safar hai aankhon se tune apni kitne janaze dekhe haathon se tune apni dafnaaye kitne murde dafnaaye kitne murde anjaam se tu apni kyon itna bekhabar hai kyon itna bekhabar hai duniya ki hai musafir manzil teri qabar hai manzil teri qabar hai mati ke putle tujhko mati mein samana ek din yahan tu aaya ek ek din yah se jana rukna nahi yah par jari tera safar hai jari tera safar hai duniya ki hai musafir manzil teri qabar hai manzil teri qabar hai te kar raha hai jo tu do din ka ye safar hai do din ka ye safar hai duniya ki hai musafir
Subhanallah, a reminder to each and every one of us of our continuous journey in this world towards the hereafter. Alhamdulillah, we have come to an end of our students' presentation and now moving on.
Alhamdulillah, my dear brothers. Today, mashallah, is about the students. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. Mashallah, jazakumullah khair for their sacrifice. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also reward their parents for going through, alhamdulillah, with this, alhamdulillah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward and give jazakumullah khair to our teachers and our scholars, alhamdulillah. And inshallah, Sheikh Yusuf Ghadat is here with us, inshallah. So please sit, inshallah, and listen attentively. Inshallah, Sheikh Yusuf is the Imam, alhamdulillah, and Khatib of Islamic Foundation, Masjid Nugget. And alhamdulillah, you will give us, inshallah, some tarif, inshallah, and give us some talk, inshallah, so we'll listen attentively. Jazakallah khair.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I think this room is full. Do I see only two people here? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, I thought I was blind for a while. I'm good. I'm still young. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah al-Wahid al-Mun'am. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Muhammadin Sayyid al-Anam. وعلى آله الكرام وصحبه العظام وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما دام يجري هذا النظام وبعد قال تبارك وتعالى إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وقال تبارك وتعالى وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected honorable scholars in Islam, brothers, sisters, and most importantly our young students, we begin by praising the Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only entity entitled to praise and worship, and we send the best of blessings upon the final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings upon him. I would like to take this opportunity to thank Sheikh Mawlana Salim Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, who had initially invited me to attend this program, and indeed being one of the very first Tahfidhul Quran madrasas in this vicinity, I feel it an honor to be present and be part of this initiation. May Allah reward him and the organizers and all the brothers and sisters, all the teachers who are involved in putting this program and these events, these classes, and also this masjid in place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every one of them. I would like to congratulate all our students who participate in these programs and these classes. By doing so, you are showing that you want to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will carry the torch of Islam forward. And I was really impressed to see the presentations, and it really moved me and inspired me. And this is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take great work from these youngsters, inshallah. Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during his era, this is a narration that is mentioned in Hayatul Sahaba. The people came to him and they complained. The complaint was that we are performing Salatul Jum'ah in Masjid al-Nabawi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there's no room for people. We're all tightly put together and scrammed there. Some of us have to perform Salah in the outside part of the Masjid. So Uthman radiallahu anhu heard this complain from the Sahaba, from the Tabi'un, and Uthman radiallahu anhu consulted. He made mashwara. He consulted with the leading companions radiallahu anhum, and he said, "This is the situation, and my heart feels that we should expand the masjid. We should extend the masjid. We should enlarge it so that it can accommodate each and every person that's in Medina." So some of the companions initially made a reservation, saying that this was not done in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so how can we do it now? And majority of the companions, they were of the opinion that this is for benefit, this is to accommodate everyone. Eventually they prayed and they supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They met again with Uthman radiallahu anhu, and they sat down together and they all conclusively made a decision that they're going to destroy a portion of the masjid and they're going to expand it. And through this, the people of Medina were accommodated, alhamdulillah. So the reason I pointed this out is that we see that we are cramped here and there's tight space, and we see large contingent of people, brothers, and I'm sure there's sisters and youngsters upstairs as well. And I've been told that there's three levels, and we heard the announcement as well that they need the support. So we gotta be part of this, and we gotta understand that this is not something that is new, rather it's the need of the time. It happened at the time of Uthman radiallahu anhu, and it's happening in this time and age as well. But we are similar in the sense that we're doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're doing it to preserve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're doing it to maintain the teachings of the Prophet, peace and blessings upon him. Everyone know Mawlana Siraj from Medina Masjid here?
Yes.
Yes? He's one of the people that sometimes we have to stay away from. Why? He's in charge of the janazah. He reminds us of Malakul Maut. So inshallah, we should be ready anytime. Inshallah, Allah make us ready anytime. Whenever Allah calls, then we should be ready. So I was speaking to him some time ago, and he was mentioning that there was a funeral that took place. There was a janazah that took place. And he said that there was no one to accompany the janazah, there was no one to accompany the funeral to the cemetery, other than the young son. Other than the young son of the deceased. So this son was a teenager. So he told him to come and accompany, and he didn't know what to say, he didn't know what to do, he didn't know what the formalities are. And this usually happens when we don't have knowledge, when we're not aware, then we don't know how to behave and react. And Allah mentions this in the Quran, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says, say, O Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can the people of knowledge be equal to those who don't have the knowledge? So he sits in the car with Shaykh Mawlana Siraj hafidhahullahu ta'ala, may Allah give him a very long life. So he is accompanying him, and he's very quiet. The young teenager is very quiet. So the Shaykh Mawlana Siraj tried to talk to him, but he was presumably very sad, etc. So he decided to put on the Qur'an. Sheikh Sudais, maybe Sheikh Shuraim, I don't know who you guys like. There's all these new Salah al-Budayr, etc. So it's good to listen to these things so that we can memorize. As we heard Sheikh Salim also say, that there was a female companion who kept on listening. And by constantly listening, it was memorized. You know, I asked the young people, you know, I'm sure you know so many lyrics of the songs. Justin Bieber and Britney Spears, and all these names that are out there. So you know the lyrics, you know the songs, right? It's because you constantly listen. You don't sit there and go with the songs, right? So when you constantly listen, you memorize.
So he turned on the Quran, and the youngster, and I say this, and you can also ask Mawlana Siraj. He said the youngster told him, turn off the music. The youngster told him, turn off the music. He didn't know this was Quran being recited. He didn't know this was Quran being recited. So when we don't have madrasas, when we don't have masajid, when we don't have ulama, then this is what happens. When we don't connect ourselves with the masjid, when we don't occupy ourselves in the activities of the masjid, when we don't be part of this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to leave us. And this is a practical example right in front of our eyes. And again, as I said, you all know Mawlana Siraj, you can ask him this story so you can hear it firsthand. So my point is not to put anyone down. My point is that we need to be part of this. And I recited a couple of verses, and these verses are regarding the masajid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna awwala bayti wudi'a lin-nas," that the very first house that was established to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the Baytullah. And from the Baytullah, as mentioned in the narrations, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. And that mercy, it is distributed throughout all the masajid. Wherever these masajid, wherever these houses of worship are on the face of this earth. So each time we come to the masjid, what's the dua? Young people, what's the dua when we come into the masjid? Louder, I'm a little deaf. Someone saying Bismillah wa ala barakatillah?
I'm saying it.
Yes, what's the dua? Anyone? MashaAllah. Allahumma aftahli abwaab rahmatik. What's the translation? Oh Allah, open the doors of your mercy for me. We're coming to the masjid, and what are we asking for? The mercy. Why are we asking for mercy? That mercy that came onto the Kaaba, and then it was channeled to all these different masajid and the masjid that we've entered. We're asking, oh Allah, let us take this mercy. Give us this mercy. And then when we leave, what do we say? Can't hear if everyone says it together. Yes, someone say it loudly. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. MashaAllah. Zakaria, you got a good student there, mashaAllah. So, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Oh Allah, I ask of you for your bounty. So as I leave the masjid, I want to take that with me. So having a masjid in the vicinity is very important. Having a masjid in our regions, in our localities, in our areas is very important. Alhamdulillah, you have the structure. Alhamdulillah, you have the place. But having the masjid is not sufficient. Simply having the masjid is not sufficient. Right? One brother who was just gone to Turkey and Spain and some of these countries, he came back and he told me that we visited some of these masjids and they've become museums. And you look, he said, when you look up at the structure, right, your topi falls down, your headgear falls down. Why? Because it's so tall. And there's all these nice calligraphy of the ayat of the Quran. And there are tiles and after tile with design and with calligraphy and with beauty, etc. But it's become a museum. And the brother who went there, he said, we wanted to perform 2 rak'ahs salah in the museum because technically it's a masjid. You see the mihrab there also. You see the mihrab there also. But the guards are watching and their job is simply to look at any Muslim they see. And if they even see a Muslim going like this, Allahu Akbar, or making dua, they immediately stop them and they say, get out. You can't do this here. This is a museum. This is not a masjid. This is not a mosque. So to have a structure is important, but it's not the objective. The objective is to have the activities in the masjid, to have these ulama in the masjid who teach the generations, so that we don't end up having these people when they hear the Quran, they say, this is music. We don't want that to happen. We want these very people to teach these people who walk every day across the street and on the street, and they don't know Islam. They don't know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They think Islam is terrorism. They think Muslims are violent. Right? They think Islam is barbaric. We want those people to learn Islam. How can that happen? When we have activities in the masjid, when we have programs in the masjid, when we have classes in the masjid. The more programs, the more better. So it's so nice to hear when I heard this that there's evening programs, there's weekend programs, there's full-time program. Tomorrow on the Day of Judgment, you have no excuse. Tomorrow on the Day of Judgment, you have no excuse. Why? Because if you say, I'm busy on the weekdays, okay, there's a weekend program. If you say you're busy on the weekend, okay, there's a weekday program. You're busy in the evening, there's a full-time program. And I'm sure there's jawla and there's other programs, ta'aleem and reading of hadith and all these programs, so there's no excuse. It's right in front of us. It's right in front of us, so we have to be part of this. We cannot be away from this. We have to be part of this. And what better example can we learn than from the example of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's masjid? Just quickly, I want to go through some of the things that used to happen in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from this we understand how active the masjid was, even though the structure was not so great. It was palm trees, it was barks, there was no carpet. You know, it was sand. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving an indication. When you spit during salah, there are narrations, ask the ulama, why were they able to spit? If you spit on this carpet, they'll kick you out. Right? But at that time, it was sand. So they would spit, and then they would just blend it in with the sand. So it's like, it's not there. Right? So you have instructions. You have instructions from the Prophet ﷺ regarding this. So the structure was there, but it was very simple. But the activities that were in the masjid, it was profound, and through that it became the first center of Islam. We're talking about madrasa, the very first madrasa, the very first Islamic school. Where was it? It was in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who were the first students? The Sahaba, the Ashab al-Suffa. And who was the first teacher? The Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Uhibbu as-salihin wa lastu minhum. I love the pious people, but I'm not like them. But inshallah, I would like to be resurrected with them because I try to do what they do. So we are not like the Sahaba. We are not like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we're trying to do what they did. We're trying to do what they did. So when it comes to the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can look this up in Hayat al-Sahaba. Sheikh Mawlana Yusuf Kandalwi, rahmatullahi alayhi, he's listed all the things that used to go on in the masjid of the Prophet, peace and blessings upon him. And there's so many narrations that he brings to support it. And some of the things that I've mentioned in here, it's only one part of what he's said. There's so much other things that could be said, but in interest of time, I just quickly jotted some of the things down here. Number one, the primary reason of the masjid is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know the story where the Bedouin came, Al-A'rabi, the Bedouin came, and he urinated in the masjid. We've heard the story?
Yes.
He urinated in the masjid. And the Sahaba, they wanted to stop him, but he had already started, so the Prophet ﷺ said, leave him. And then finally, when everything was over, the Prophet ﷺ said, throw some water over it, clean it up. And then he called this companion. He called this Bedouin. And in the most gentle way, in the most profound way, full of character and morals, the Prophet ﷺ told him that this is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These things are not, these masajid are not appropriate for these things. And then he explained what it is for. The Prophet ﷺ said, it is for the tilawat of the Quran, it is for the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of this we study, we come to realize that the primary objective is ibadah. The primary objective is ibadah. But it's not limited to ibadah. It's not limited to ibadah. The primary objective is to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, as we move on, we see the Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, he would feed people through the masjid. People didn't have food, they would come to the masjid and they would find food in the masjid. So meaning, the masjid was also a place for social services. The Prophet, peace and blessings, it's noted in the narrations, the ulama will tell you, many of these students, the Ashab al-Suffa, they didn't have food to eat. So the Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, made an announcement.
whoever could bring some dates and hang it on a certain place where the Ashab al-Sufa is. Come anytime and just hang it there. So the students, the Sahaba who had come from distant lands, many of them, and they had the only place they had was the masjid. So they would go to that specific place and there would be dates that people would put there. They would eat a few dates and they would continue with the rest of their day. So meaning the Prophet ﷺ made the masjid a place for also feeding. Right? The Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, also made it a place for interaction. He made it a place for interaction. Many times the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had issues. They knew where to find the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't have to go look in a basketball, you know, arena or field. They didn't need to look at someone's home playing video games. Okay? They need to look at a person, oh, he's on a computer for 5 hours. Okay, these things were not there. Okay, they knew where to find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should find, most of us, we should find ourselves in the masjid. When we're not at work or school, when we don't have anything important to do, then we should be in the masjid. So they knew where to find the Prophet, and they presented their issues. A delegation of Najran came, they were Christians. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed them to stay in the masjid. Not only stay in the masjid, he allowed them to pray to whomever they were praying to in whichever direction they felt appropriate. So the Prophet ﷺ did interfaith through the masjid as well. He interacted with other communities, other religions through the masjid as well. And the Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, also welcomed the enemies into the masjid. There is a famous story of a companion, Thumama, who was tied to one of the pillars of the masjid. And the Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, told the Sahaba, read the narration, the Prophet ﷺ told the Sahaba, treat this person very well. Give him food, better food than what you eat. This is the enemy of Islam. The Prophet ﷺ said, give him better food than the food that you eat. And for 3 days he stayed in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. كيف تجدك? The Prophet ﷺ would ask him, how do you find yourself? He said, إِن تُنْعِمْ تُنْعِمْ عَلَى شَاكِرِي. If you show some kindness to me, then I will appreciate that kindness and I will make sure that I will be kind to you because I'm a leader. He was a leader. He was a very important figure. إِن تَقْتُلْ تَقْتُلْ ذَا دَمِي. And if you murder me, and you have the right to murder me, because he was out to assassinate. He was out there to kill and assassinate the Prophet. The Prophet welcomes him in the masjid, ties him to the pillar. And the Prophet ﷺ told the Sahaba, feed him well, treat him, look after him. And the Prophet ﷺ asked him this question. The first time he asked him, he said, in taqtul taqtul. He said that if you murder me, then you have the right to murder me, but remember that my people will come and take revenge. But the next day, the same question was asked, he turned it around. He said, in tun'im tun'im ala shakiri, wa in taqtul taqtul da dami. Meaning that, he said, if you show kindness, then your kindness will be appreciated, and if you murder me, and you have the right to murder me, but my revenge will be taken. So the third day, when he asked him the same response, the Prophet ﷺ said, let him go. The Sahaba were surprised. They were surprised. And as he left, he washed himself, he came back, and he said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. It was the character, it was the teachings, it was, where was it through? It was through the masjid. They didn't have to hire a big hall for a huge conference. They didn't have to go on the streets and give pamphlets. These are all good things. I'm not saying they're not good things. But I'm saying, how did the Prophet ﷺ do it? He did it through the masjid. So, there's so many things I could say and that could go on in terms of how active it was. One of the primary things the Prophet ﷺ did was ta'lim and ta'allum. Was learning and teaching. And there are many reports. One report comes to mind where the Prophet ﷺ walked in the masjid and he saw halaqat. He saw different classes, different circles. And one was busy, engaged in the dhikr of Allah. One was learning and teaching. So these were different halaqat. Right now, alhamdulillah, we were in Medina 3 weeks ago. And I was, some of my group, they've been to Medina for the first time. So I was showing them all the pillars. And I told them, this is the place where the Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, performed tahajjud. This is the pillar where the Prophet ﷺ welcomed the delegations. The guests that would come, the Prophet ﷺ would sit there.
the Sahaba that were ready to go on da'wah tours and da'wah trips, there was another pillar there, and he, whenever he saw people there, he knew that these are people who would be departing. So he would go there and he would talk to them. He would come here and he would welcome the delegations that came. Another pillar, the Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, the story of what I just said. Another pillar, there was a Sahabi who leaked some intelligence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And again, he tied himself. This is a companion who tied himself. Ustuwana Abu Lubaba, right? So he tied himself to the pillar. And he said, I made a big mistake, and until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam doesn't forgive me, I'm not going to untie myself. So the people told him that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has already forgiven you. He said, no, I want to hear it directly from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For 7 days, according to one report, for 7 days he was tied there. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to him and told him, you've been forgiven. And that's where he untied himself. So all of this was happening in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The ta'aleem and ta'allum was a primary objective. The learning and teaching was a primary objective of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why he was very confident when he said, أَقْرَأُهُمْ لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ أُبَيُّ بْنُ كَعْبِ. He said, you want to learn Qur'an? Here's one of my students who's a master of the Qur'an, Ubayy ibn Ka'b. He said, you want to learn the knowledge and the science of Mirath? أَفْرَضُهُمْ زَيْدُ بْنُ ثَابِتِ. Here's one of my students, Zayd ibn Thabit. He was very confident. He made the leaders. When the Prophet ﷺ was passing away, on the last day he died, and Anas radiallahu anhu says, the happiest day for us was the day that the Prophet ﷺ entered Medina. And he said, the saddest day was the day the Prophet ﷺ passed away. The day the Prophet ﷺ passed away, it's mentioned in the narrations, he looked through the window of his home. And he saw the Sahaba seated just like we are seated here. And according to the reports, he smiled. The Prophet ﷺ smiled. And it was a few moments after that that the Prophet ﷺ passed away. The scholars, they go into the discussion as to why did the Prophet ﷺ smile. They go into the depths of what's the reason. There is a large contingent of the ulama who say the reason for the smile of the Prophet ﷺ was that he felt confident that he's leaving the world and the Sahaba will carry on the mission. They will teach the Qur'an, they will spread the da'wah, they will spread the message of Islam, and it will go far and wide. Now it's our turn. Now it's our turn. So we have to build these structures and we have to initiate these activities. We have to fund these activities. No government will come and fund these activities. Will the government pay for the madrasa and the fees and all that? Who's going to pay? Who's going to pay? The parents. Many of these parents, they are struggling. Especially in the area that we are in, there's many parents that struggle. So it becomes the responsibility of every community member. You've heard the story of the king who wanted to take a bath with milk or with honey, right? He said, okay, I want to take a bath with honey. You see, sometimes people come with the craziest ideas, right? So he said, I want to take a bath with honey or milk. So, but he didn't have enough. He said, okay, everyone in the land, you have to bring one glass of honey, one glass of milk, and put it into this big container. So people started coming. Now it was the day he's going to take his bath, he's going to open it. He opened it, and what was in there?
Water.
It was water. Right? Why? Because everyone thought, he's going to do the honey, he's going to do the milk, I'll just put water and no one will know. But everyone thought the same way. So if I think Maulana's going to do it, and Maulana thinks you're going to do it, and you're going to think that, oh no, that brother is going to do it. He has a better business than me. No, no, that brother is going to pay. No, this brother is going to donate. It's not going to work. I have to think what Sheikh said, he said to me. When he said, we need the support to complete the masjid, we need the support to run the madrasas and the programs, we have to be part of it. And Allah promises, that when you give, مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ, Allah will return it to you. And when Allah returns, He doesn't return like us. Right? Allah doesn't return like us. If someone, borrowed $10, we count, I want every penny back, right?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns manyfold. Allah will give us so much. So we have to be part of these programs, and this is the legacy. This is the legacy of Islam. This is the legacy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you know, tomorrow on the Day of Judgment, we can say that we've done something for the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as I conclude, I just want to remind myself and every one of us that we have to be inclusive, meaning that we have to initiate all these programs for different people. Have programs for adults, have programs for the brothers, have programs for the sisters, have programs for the young ones. Have these different types of programs, connect them with the masjid, and connect them with the salah, connect them with the deen of Islam, and be part of this. Another thing is, we're doing this sincerely for the sake of Allah. It's not about anyone's name here. It's not about anyone who's sitting up here in the front. It's about the deen of Islam. We do it for Allah's sake. We do it for Allah's sake. We do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we will see how Allah will utilize us and accept us for the deen of Islam. And finally, we need inspiration. Right? Someone was telling me, who just came back from Malaysia a couple of years ago. He was telling me that he was on a business tour in Malaysia. And part of his portfolio was that he had to stay in Malaysia for 5 months. And he stayed in Malaysia, and some of the Canadians that were with him, they were Christians, they were non-Muslims. But in Malaysia, it's a Muslim populated country. Their office space that was given to them by the Canadian government, it was right in front of one of the big masjids. So he would go pray salah, but the non-Muslims, they would not go to pray salah, obviously. So on Jummah, one of the non-Muslims told him, he said, this thing has been bothering me for the weeks that I've been here. That I see thousands of people going into the masjid, and I'm one of the only ones here in the office. Everywhere it's empty. So either I'm crazy, or either these thousands of people are crazy. There's either something wrong with these thousands of people, or I'm crazy. So he said, what are you waiting for? Let's go to the masjid. Come, you don't have to accept it. Just see what we do. So he brought him into the masjid for Jummah. He heard the imam speaking, and then he started asking questions to his friend. And within a few weeks, he accepted Islam. Alhamdulillah. So masjid is a power. It's the center of mercy. It's the center of education. It's the center of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to be part of this. I conclude with these remarks. I make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us and our families. May Allah bless our young ones specifically who are participating in these programs. Come forward to the management, to the responsible brothers and sisters. Ask them, what needs to be done? They'll tell you. You know, they'll tell you, we need this, we need that, we need that, we need your cooperation. It's not one person's job. Come forward and be accepted for Allah's sake. We make dua that Allah bless every one of us, and Allah grant us all the success in this life and the everlasting life of the year after. Jazakumullah khair wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah.
JazakAllah khair. Sheikh Yusuf, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to, inshallah, benefit my brothers from everything that is taking place here, inshallah. So, brothers, inshallah, now there will be, the giving of the certificates, inshallah, the students for their best improvements, inshallah. All of that, inshallah, so they should encourage them, mashallah, my brothers, and pray for them, inshallah. So, certificates will be given, inshallah, first of students, inshallah, who are attending. And who's going to step up? So, inshallah, first student that will be called up is Sadi Sultan Ahmed, inshallah. Bismillah.
Barakallah. MashaAllah. MashaAllah.
Second student is Juman Rahman. Muhammad Munir Muqit. MashaAllah, reports cards are all say inside, mashallah. The teacher has said that all of them are very good students, they've all done well, alhamdulillah. Abdullah Al Adib. MashaAllah. Ar-Rahman. MashaAllah. Ata'ur Rahman. Jazakumullah khair. These are moments to be proud of, mashallah. Jazakumullah khair, mashallah. Allah bless them, my brothers.
Amen.
Inshallah, Ata'ur Rahman.
Shabab, he had children. Bahauddin. And Riyad Shah Jahan. Shahridwan al-Haq. Maaz Ahmed. Masha'Allah. Such beautiful students, Masha'Allah. Very nice. Anas Ahmed.
Alhamdulillah, this is the moment that we all have been waiting for the first, second, and third place. MashaAllah, each and every student has done a fantastic performance, and every student should be deserved to be given first place. But out of the custom that we've been throughout all the madaris, we have an exam, and then in the exam we total the marks, and then we take it from there. So alhamdulillah, we have a first, second, third prize. Which inshallah we will be giving the trophies out. So I would like to call upon Mufti Sahib, Mufti Tayyib Sahib. Inshallah, we'll give the trophies. So in third place for the full-time hibs is Muhammad Munur. MashaAllah. Takbir.
Allah.
Takbir.
Allah.
MashaAllah. Like I said, they all deserve, mashallah, he's done, they all have done a good job, mashallah. Second place is Jumun, mashallah. Jumun has done an excellent performance, mashallah. Takbir! And the first place, as anyone can figure out who has come first?
Abdul Latif.
Mashallah, the first place is none other than Saeed, mashallah. Takbir.
Wow.
Takbir.
Wow.
MashaAllah.
Okay, inshallah, we will call upon our student to complete the final surahs of the glorious Quran, inshallah. Ahmed, inshallah. This is indeed a motivation for all of us, and indeed this, what we are about to witness, which parent of from amongst us would not want our child to be seated here? This is an honor, a dignity, and indeed this is one of the miracles of the Holy Quran. We need to understand this. I read this somewhere that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has taken an oath to preserve this Quran until the Day of Judgment. This Quran, it's not that this child who has become a hafiz has done a favor on the Quran. He has not done a favor on the Quran by preserving the Quran into him. But rather, if you look at the other way around, the Quran has done a favor on him. By accepting him, by allowing this Quran to be penetrated into his heart, and has awarded him tremendously in this world and also in the hereafter, that the stage of the hafiz in the hereafter, the everlasting and the high above Jannah is given to him. And this Quran tends to protect him from all sins and trials and tribulations. This Quran tends to shield him from the fire of Jahannam. As we are aware that recently there had been an incident that had occurred in one of the ishtimas, and in South Africa, many cars were burnt But seeing that from so many cards that have been burnt, a Quran had been pulled out from one of those burnt cards. And the way it was pulled out, it was pure intact, that it wasn't burnt at all. The Quran remained the way it was. And this is one of the miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tends to show now and then. So one, you can imagine that when the Quran is in the human body, this is a huge shield from the fire of Jahannam. So, and not only honoring the Hafiz himself, but also his family as well. His parents are given the best of gifts, the crown to be worn in respect and in honor. And not only that, another step that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tends to intercede through the Hafiz, 10 of his family members on whom Jahannam has been labeled upon, and they are given the entry into Jannah forever. This is the gift and the bounty of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We tend to find that there are so many Huffaz who initiates. They begin to read 2, 3, 4, 5 juz, and they tend to then drop out. But we need to understand that the reason for that is that they say it's too much work, it's hard for us. But again, if you were to take that around, is that the Quran did not allow itself to penetrate into that individual's heart. So we should take this opportunity and again make dua for Hafiz and make an attempt that in our family members, children, you know, even mashallah Hafiz, he has finished his high school and then began his HIVS, and now he's going to start his college. So it's a good motivation for all of us. HIVS is not only for children, but it can be for all ages. So inshallah, we will ask Hafiz Ahmed to read the final surahs.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه
هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم
تكبير
الله اكبر
تكبير
الله اكبر
تكبير
الله
اكبر I would like to call upon our esteemed guest Sheikh Yusuf Badat to hand out the certificate MashaAllah Hafiz Ahmed who has been with us and inshallah he will be also be leading the Taraweeh prayer in this masjid in the month of Ramadan, inshaAllah. Hafiz Ahmed, inshaAllah. Inshallah, I call upon Mawlana Yusuf Badat to make the dua, inshaAllah. Another. Mawlana Zakir Yusuf.
Allah make this khatm blessing for all of us, Mubarak, and even congratulations to the student, the teachers, to all of us, and especially to the Ummah of Rasulullah at this time and age. And the Ummah is in such a situation, and dua is accepted after a khatm of Quran, we should remember the Ummah in the dua to inshallah. So inshallah, with this yaqeen that our du'a will be accepted, the du'a of salah al-mu'min in prayer, du'a, supplication is a weapon of a believer. Let's use this weapon, du'a wa ibadah, it's a great ibadah, today we've forsaken. So inshallah, we make du'a with a heart, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا يوافي نعمته ويكافي ومزيدا اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد نبي الأمة نبي الرحمة صاحب المقام المحمود والحوض المورود والشفاعة القرآن دنا في قدنا فكان قاب قوسين وأدنا وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى جميع الملائكة والملائكة الذين لنا تعلكم بهم في الدنيا والآخرة وعلى الأرض التي ندفن فيها وعلى الأرض التي عصيناك عليها وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه كله إلى يوم القيامة كما هو أهله كما تحب وترضى وبعدد ما تحب وترضى كلما ذكره الذاكرون صل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اجعل القرآن حجة لنا ولا علينا
اللهم عانس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل القرآن حجة لنا ولا علينا اللهم ارزقنا التفكر والتدبر بما سمعنا من كتابك والفهم له والمعرفة بمعانيه والنظر في عجائبه والعمل بذلك إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم ارزقنا اتباع نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ظاهرا وباطنا وقولا وفعلا وعبادا وعدما وأخلاقا اللهم ارزقنا اتباع نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في كل زمان في كل مكان في كل هاب اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وعيوننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة العين وتخفي الصدور اللهم اجعلنا من الذين إذا أحسنوا استبشروا وإذا أساءوا استغفروا اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن دعوة لا يستجاب لها اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا صالحا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء يا أرحم الراحمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منها وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا أن تغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم عافي أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم فرج الكرب من المسلمين في كل بلاد المسلمين اللهم فرج الكرب عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم استر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اجبر أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم اهدنا واهدنا واجعلنا سبب للهداية اللهم بارك لنا في الموت فيما بعد الموت اللهم عنا لغمرات الموت وسقرات الموت اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتنا ببلد رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفض ونوافق نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم إنا نسألك أن نموت على ملة نبيك وسنة حبيبك صلى الله عليه وسلم Allah accept this gathering of ours Allah make this a gathering a blessing in Mubarak for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Allah accept every single one of us Allah many brothers and sisters around the world right now what state are they in what situation what oppression they're under Ya Allah through the blessing of this Quran through this Mu'ajizah Ya Allah straighten the situation of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam Allah guide the whole mankind Allah guide them towards Hidayah and also guide us towards to appreciate the Quran and the Hadith and to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the external and the internal at all times, all places. Ya Allah, give us the true nisbah, true connection with you, with the Quran, with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, straighten our situation. Ya Allah, accept this masjid. Ya Allah, accept all the masajid. Ya Allah, accept all the works of deen, wherever they are going on. Ya Allah, give all the workers muhabbat, ikhlas, and unity. Ya Allah, give the ummah unity. Ya Allah, give us all unity. Make us all united. Make our hearts united. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us all. Allah protect us in this dunya and the hereafter. Allah give us a hasana, give us good in this dunya and the hereafter. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiya fi dunya wal-akhirah. Allah accept us all. Allah accept us all. Allah forgive all of us. Allah many of us have come. Allah sacrifice our time. Allah accept us all. Allah we have hajat, we have needs. Ya Allah, you know our needs. Ya Allah, whatever need which is for our benefit, that you know, Ya Allah, you know. Ya Allah, you give us. Ya Allah, give us the good of this dunya and akhirah. Ya Allah, make this gathering a blessing for the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, straighten our situation. Ya Allah, indeed we've turned away from the Quran and Hadith. Ya Allah, like Shaykh Yusuf Badat said, Ya Allah, there's people in the world who don't even know
that this is the recitation of the Quran. Allah, don't make us look. Allah, don't make us look down upon him, thinking hakir. Otherwise, you can snatch our iman away, Allah. But Allah, guide him and guide all of us, Allah. Allah, we saw this young boy, far less than 5 years old, reciting Quran, and how he acted upon his knowledge, and how he was moving his fingers when he was doing the mad. Hey Allah, look at this madaris and makatib. Say Allah, Allah, see the way this young 5 years old child, that he knows when to do a mad munfasil muttasil. Allah, this is your ihsan, Allah. This is your Allah greatness upon us, that Allah, you accept us for doing these khidmats of deen. Allah, please accept us. Allah, there are many places and many people are ignorant of deen. Allah, give them deen. Allah, brothers and sisters in humanity who are Christian, who are Jews, who are atheists, who are Buddhists, or whatever religion they may follow, or if they don't follow any religion, Allah, give them guidance. Allah, many are in this, that they only want to cause mischief on the earth. Allah, purify the earth from those mischief causers, those oppressors, ya Allah, who are causing oppression. Ya Allah, like the halat we see in Burma. Oh Allah, our Muslim brothers and sisters. Oh Allah, the madrasa that was set on fire, the darwin that was set on fire, and those 70, 80 students that were burned alive, ya Allah. Ya Allah, please don't put us to a test like that. Ya Allah, we are weary, weak, don't put us to a test. Ya Allah, but at the end of the day, to content ourselves, we say, they went with shahadat. We still have to die with iman, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us a death with iman. Ya Allah, give us a death with iman. Ya Allah, this ummah for days and years, ya Allah, is going through such oppression. Ya Allah, either guide the oppressors, or Allah, those who are causing mischief on the earth, who are causing fasad, mischief, ya Allah, towards all mankind, towards the animal kingdom, they're causing mischief, ya Allah, on the earth. Ya Allah, if guidance is not written for them, grab each one and destroy each one, ya Allah. And if guidance is written, ya Allah, give them guidance. Ya Allah, give guidance to all mankind. And give us guidance, who are believers, and who are the ummati of Rasulullah SAW, to appreciate. Ya Allah, give us a death with iman. Ya Allah, resurrect with iman. Ya Allah, give us the sohbat in the company of the pious, and those God-fearing ones in this dunya, and in the akhirah too. Give us the company of Rasulullah SAW, sahaba and tabi'in, and tabi'in tabi'in, and those pious salaf. Ya Allah, give them the best reward on our behalf. Ya Allah, our asatizah kiram, our teachers, and our parents, and Allah, through all those who have sacrificed for the cause of deen, through them we have this deen. Ya Allah, give the best reward to Rasulullah SAW, the sahaba kiram, the tabi'in, the taba tabi'in, the muhaddithin, the fuqaha, the ulama, the mashayikh. Ya Allah, our asatizah, all our teachers, our parents. Ya Allah, all those who have done khidmat of deen, Ya Allah, through them we have this work of deen. We have this deen, Ya Allah. We have this deen, Ya Allah. Enable us to sacrifice for your cause. Ya Allah, accept us all. Ya Allah, we ask for all those things that the Prophet Muhammad SAW asked for. We seek refuge from all those things that the Prophet Muhammad SAW seek refuge from. Ya Allah, please accept this gathering. Ya Allah, even if this one masoom child that you accept, and because of him, Ya Allah, we're all accepted, we all succeed. Ya Allah, we all succeed because of one. And if you accept each one of us, Ya Allah, this is your mercy. Ya Allah, accept the Hafiz. Ya Allah, make him a means of guidance for all mankind. Ya Allah, keep the Quran in his heart, and keep the Quran in everybody's heart. And give, make us unable to follow in the Quran. Rasulullah's life was, his akhlaq was the Quran. Ya Allah, make us follow in Rasulullah's footstep. Ya Allah, please accept us all. رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Ya Allah, many people told us to make dua for them, written to us, or have told us, Ya Allah, to make dua for them. Ya Allah, you give them the best of this dunya and akhirah. Mm-hmm. Any person, any male or female, any person that we hurt in any manner, either by backbiting, either by slandering, either by hurting him physically, mentally, anyhow, Ya Allah, if we have hurted any brother or sister, Ya Allah, please do forgive us. Do not take us to account for that, right? And Allah, on our behalf, give him or her the best of this dunya in akhirah. Ya Allah, any person, male or female, who have any ihsan, any favors upon us, you give him or her the best of this dunya in akhirah. Ya Allah, many people think good of us in this dunya. Ya Allah, Ya Sattar, Ya Sattar, Ya Sattar, O the concealer, like the way you conceal our faults in this dunya. And Allah, you're always concealing our faults, please do conceal them in the hereafter. And Allah, do not shame us up, Ya Allah, Ya Sattar, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. O Allah, Ya Adal Jalal wal Ikram, accept us all. Allahumma inna nasa'alaka min khayri ma sa'alaka min nabiyyuk Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma ista'adha min nabiyyuk Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balag wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We ask for all those things that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Asbar, we seek refuge from all those things that the Prophet Muhammad saw some seek refuge from. SubhanAllah, wa bihamdihi, alhamdulillah, ameen, ameen, wa rahmatullah.
Inshallah, Jazakumullah khair, brothers, for coming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us and especially the students, my brothers. Inshallah, brothers, keep the adab of the masjid, inshallah, as you, inshallah, if you are leaving the masjid, don't forget, inshallah, there will be some food that will be given, inshallah. And we thank the brothers who sponsored, alhamdulillah, this event, mashallah. There's many, but some, like Brother Jamal, Jazakumullah khair, for sponsoring the trophies, and some others they don't like their names to be mentioned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them immensely, inshallah. As you exist, inshallah, you can donate, inshallah. And Jazakumullah khair, you can take, inshallah.
This program is recorded.
The food. But I'll tell you, the program was recorded and it's on a website. What's the website?
TheSeekersPath.com.
Seekers. Or THE? The Seekers or just Seekers?
Yes.
TheSeekersPath.com. You can, mashallah, watch the program if you want to show it to your family, inshallah. Pray for the students, mashallah, jazakallah khair. Shake their hands and congratulate them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all those who have come, inshallah, from the brothers and sisters. Jazakallah.